pens. "Hi, Jody. Hi, Crystal. What are you two doing?" Jody glanced at Crystal, grinning. Crystal met the glance with a half-grin of her own and returned her gaze to Daryl. "We just came to town to load up supplies, Daryl. The larder's getting a little empty these days. What are you up to?"
"Uncle Eben and me, we're going door to door with some of the prettiest jewels I bet you ever seen. You want to see?"
Daryl's head was tucked low in his shoulders, and he regarded Crystal and Jody with utmost seriousness from below his bushy black eyebrows. Crystal shifted position on the seat to glance at the suitcase.
"Yeah, what do you have?"
"My birthday's coming up soon, and Jody needs to be shopping for a present." Jody gave a grunt as Daryl lifted the suitcase in his big arms, tripped the latches, and carefully opened the lid with one hand, while supporting the suitcase with his other arm.
"See?"
he said, voice filled with genuine awe. Crystal lifted her head to look at the cut-glass costume jewelry and cameos mounted on cardboard covered with black velvet.
"Ooh, some fine-looking stuff," Crystal cooed,
hoping Daryl wouldn't detect any falseness in her tone.
"How much?"
Daryl touched each bauble with a thick finger as he read off the prices scribbled on a small white card pasted to the inside of the suitcase's lid.
"Fine-looking stuff at a steep price," Jody lamented. "Too bad I just have cash enough to fill my supply list today." "Cheapskate,"
Crystal said, wrinkling her brows at him playfully.
"I tell you what I do have, though, Daryl,"
Jody said, fishing in his pocket for a coin.
"I do have a nickel you can lay down for a mug of beer, when you're through for the day, of course," he added seriously.
Daryl's love for beer was famous throughout the county, and no one begrudged him that refuge. An eminently gentle creature, he'd never been known to harm anyone or anything. In fact, he befriended every stray dog and cat that wandered up to his uncle's blacksmith shop. To a grubliner a few years ago, he'd given the very shirt off his back.
"Oh, gosh! Why, thank you, Jody,"
he said, wasting no time in closing the suitcase, securing the latches, and accepting the coin from Jody's outstretched hand.
I thank you mighty kindly."
Bowing like a Chinaman, he tipped his hat to Crystal and continued down the boardwalk, the torn sole of his right shoe flapping as he walked.
"Don't go spending that nickel till you're done working for your uncle,"
Jody called after the man-child. Daryl turned around and grinned and continued on his way. Crystal said to Jody, "From the look on his face, you'd swear he'd just made the biggest sale of the day." "Unless you know him," Jody allowed, watching Daryl step off the boardwalk and half run across the street in front of a mule-drawn dray stacked high with milled lumber.
"Well, I guess I best get to it, unless you've changed your mind about a little side trip down to the river, that is."
Crystal rolled her eyes and climbed down from the wagon.
"I'll head over to the gun shop and pick up the ammo we're needing."
"Meet me back here, then?" Crystal nodded.
"About 10 minutes.
"Sounds good. You can help me load the flour," Jody smiled.
"No, I thought I'd have Mrs. Hall help me pick out a dress for the birthday bash. I just know you're going to line up for me."
Jody shook his head and headed for the door of the mercantile.
"You sure do get some crazy ideas in your head, Crystal Harmon."
He went on into the store, and Crystal waited for a surrey to pass. She waved to the feather-hatted woman driving it, then jogged across the street, holding her flat-brimmed hat on her head with one hand. She mounted the boardwalk and turned the corner around the tonsorial parlor, heading down a side street where several shops had gone up in recent months. Some were so new you could still smell the pine resin in the wood. Two rough-looking cowboys, milling before a saloon, gave her lascivious stares. She tried to ignore them, but the boldness of the men's looks and the depraved way they curled their lips at her was rather shocking. She hadn't seen the men around before, so she assumed they were newcomers. The railroad and the great expanse of prime grazing land in the area were attracting all kinds to Clantic and the High Line. Crystal knew it was progress, but she didn't like how rough the area was becoming in the process. There were bar fights and shootings nearly every night, and an angry mob had hanged an Indian down by the river just last month.